that goes to the corner again to the half wall. Michigan Tech's in front for Hiedele. Takes the shot. Rebound is there. Scores! Jake Gusto with the Huskies breaks the ice. Face off deep inside the Falcon zone. Here's a steal. Johnstone in. Shoots. Score! What a play by Jacob Johnstone! He ties the game up all by himself. He waited out Burke. And the Huskies tie it up 3-3 with 18:03 left in the third. Out to center ice. Knocked down by Ricks. He'll get it back. Shoots it in. And the Huskies will try to hurry up on a line change. 3:50 left to go in the period. Huskies down by one. Here's a chance for Neville holding it in. To the front of the net. Shot!
Well, Jacob Johnstone was a busy guy down in Bowling Green. Good morning, Jake. How you doing?
Good, Dirk. How are you?
Well, I'm good. Congratulations on an outstanding weekend. Three goals, and we heard two of them from this past week. And the other one, of course, was the big one at the Great Lakes Invitational. And just again, congratulations on a big win, a couple of wins for Michigan Tech down at Bowling Green. You're a senior, and you know, it's always big when you can sweep on the road. We've got two sweeps on the road this year, and I don't think I think this one was even a little bit sweeter than the Fairbanks one. Do you agree?
I totally agree. You go into a real hostile environment. First five penalties of the game are against you. Things are getting a little intense. Guys are running around, lots of big hits, a real physical game. And we had to dig ourselves out of a hole. And together, collectively, as a group, we kind of reset ourselves. And we're luckily to, you know, work hard and come back and get the W in overtime.
Jacob, at this point in your career, are you saying to yourself, man, I got to really step it up. You know, I've only got X number of games left, and it's kind of a do-or-die time for me. Is that kind of your mentality as you head down the stretch here of your senior year?
Exactly. I mean, we only got 10 games left here, and we're trying to get home ice for the playoffs. Standings are really tight, the WCHA, and just trying to take advantage and, you know, of my ice time out there and try to contribute to the team as much as possible.
Man, you've had some great streaks, and it was a great streak this weekend. I mean, three goals. You had that nice redirection, which I, at the time, didn't even know that you touched it in front on Hannah's shot there, and then the other two goals. But the goal I was most fascinated with was the one where it was right off of the faceoff, and it looked like you just kind of came out of a clump of guys and were all alone in front of Burke and waited him out. talk us through that one a little bit. What was going through your mind?
Well, Coach, before the game, I think Bowling Green is right next to us with being one of the best face-off teams in the league. And he wanted the wingers to both come in and, you know, help out the center on the draw so we can get possession of the puck. Well, kind of lost the draw, and I was kind of the closest forward to that D-man. So I went in, stripped him of the puck, walked across the crease. The goalie automatically, like, dropped down to his knees, so I just kind of waited him out, brought the puck across the crease, and threw it in on that, and it went in.
Big goal for the team as it tied the score, but they got a goal right off the ensuing faceoff to go back down, and then it took, you know, about 15 minutes of gameplay before he finally got it tied up again. Mike Neville, a great play, and it was able to feed you in front, and describe that play for us a little bit.
The goal after ours that they scored kind of was a little blow for us, but We reset as a group again. We knew their D were going to be tired. They were down to 4D. And so we switched up our forecheck, took away the walls, and Max Vallis made a good read. I went in for the forecheck, took the puck off the wall. Neville came in off the bench, got it. I just kind of waited in front of the net because the whole past couple weeks, Coach has been stressing get guys and pucks to the net. So Neville just slid a nice pass over to me and put it to my forehand, and there was room on the ice, far pad, and I put it in.
Did you guys feel you were going to win that game when it went to overtime, Jake?
We had a really good feeling. You know, coming back, we had all the momentum in our favor, and the feeling in the locker room was just nothing but confidence that we could, you know, pull it off.
Jacob Johnstone for the Michigan Tech hockey team is with us. Winter Carnival coming up this weekend. Jake, you've been to a few of these now. What does the Winter Carnival series mean to you coming in as a senior?
It's just a great atmosphere, and I want to get the W this weekend. Obviously going out on top, for Winter Carnival. Won it last year, and we got Alabama Huntsville coming in this weekend. You know, all the guys are going to be pumped up. Family, friends are in town, and the arena's going to be packed, so it's going to be a great atmosphere to play in.
Jake, talk about your background a little bit for us. How did you get recruited to Michigan Tech, and how did you end up as a Husky?
I was playing midget hockey down in Lansing for Capital Center Pride, and I knew Hans Helminen played on my team, and his brother Lars was playing up here at Tech at the time, and just decided to come up here when they were playing Wisconsin, I think it was senior weekend, and got a little tour of the rink, got to meet the coaching staff, toured campus, went to a couple basketball games, and shortly after that we were on a camping trip, and Pat Mickers called and was wondering if we could, you know, drive a couple hours and, you know, talk, and, you know, that's when I decided to make the decision to come play at Michigan Tech.
How special was it for you? Well, I guess I shouldn't assume it was special when you found out your brother was going to come here too.
Oh, I mean, it was a shocker. I was he came up here with my family, moving to Wadsworth Hall, and kind of took him around town, showed him all the stuff, and then next thing I know, I get a call from my mom. They left town no more than an hour, and my mom's saying, "Your brother really wants to come play with you at Michigan Tech. He really likes up there." So, sweet. Awesome. Anything to make it easier on the parents, too, I guess.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Do you guys live together? You guys spend a lot of time together? I mean, are you cherishing these moments with your brother, or you don't really appreciate it because you're still a little bit younger yet? I mean, talk about that.
Oh, we actually spend a lot of time together, live together. Pretty much do a lot of stuff together. I mean, sometimes ride to class together. So, you know, it's pretty special that we both finally ended up in the same place as far as our hockey career goes.
Jacob Johnstone is with us. Jake, do you got class at 8 o'clock?
Yes, I do.
Okay, we better let you go.
It's 8 o'clock, so you better get to class.
Yeah, we'll let you go. Hey, we can't thank you enough for taking a little bit of time here this morning on Drive Time. And, of course, you know, we wish you the best of luck the rest of the way, and especially this weekend. Let's get a couple of big wins against Alabama Huntsville. Let's get right back into that home ice picture like it looks like we're getting into after the two big wins at Bowling Green. Okay, Jake?
All right, we'll do that.
All right, Jacob Johnstone, senior for the Michigan Tech hockey team right here on Mix 93. Three goals last weekend helping the Huskies and two tying goals in the third period. I mean, how important was that guy?
He had one goal coming into the weekend and pumps in three more, and obviously they were all big, especially on Saturday in an overtime win. So congrats to him. He's a sports and fitness management major, and getting to class, good for him. And what a week for the Johnstone family, and I'm sure they're going to be the parents are probably getting calls from people, and you know, a lot of fun for them, and it would be pretty cool to hang out with your brother and play hockey, and you know, they're, you know, traveling together, and so good for them.
It is, and we encourage everybody to get your tickets for Michigan Tech Winter Carnival Hockey at the ticket office, 487-2073. And a reminder that it is that 5 o'clock start Saturday.
That's a good point, yeah. The matinee on Saturday, the Winter Carnival matinee on Saturday, 5:07 start, makes for a triple header right here on the Mix with the basketball broadcast. And a lot going on. Check out the schedule. If you want to know what Winter Carnival events are going on, go to wintercarnival.mtu.edu. You can get the full schedule of events there, and obviously michigantechhuskies.com for all of your athletic news.
All right, that's Huskies Drive Time here on Mix 93 WKMJ. We'll see you at Winter Carnival.